हेलो एंड वेलकम टू सी फॉर क्रिकेट। मेरा नाम है हामिद और मैं आपके लिए लेकर आया हूं एक नया ताजा तरीन एपिसोड। 4 महीने के बाद ये एपिसोड हमारा आ रहा है और इन दिस हम कवर करेंगे बहुत कुछ जो कुछ भी हुआ है पिछले 4 महीनों। हालांकि टू बी फ्रेंक टू से देयर वाज नो क्रिकेटिंग एक्शन एट ऑल। द लास्ट मैच विच वी गॉट टू सी वाज probably in 13th of March, the international match. उसके बाद में तो सब because of this whole pandemic issue, बहुत सारी चीज़ें बंद हो गई। Not only cricket, all of the other action, sports action has been affected due to this. और मेरे साथ इस episode में ये सब news आपके साथ share करने के लिए रहेंगे साहिल। Welcome साहिल।
Yeah, happy to be here.
So how are you doing? Like after in 4 महीनों में how have you been?
Yeah, bored actually, to be honest. No cricketing action, nothing. Football also has started right now only. So yeah, bored to be honest. And no shows also from us. So yeah, happy to be here.
Great. So firstly, many of us are having questions with respect to Cricket World Cup 2020. We know that there was a World Cup scheduled in this year. और अगले साल भी एक वर्ल्ड कप होना है T20 वर्ल्ड कप का जो कि इंडिया में ही। इस साल का वर्ल्ड कप जो कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में शेड्यूल था, अब तक क्या खबर है हमको इसके बारे में?
एक्चुअली अक्टूबर के कुछ 20 तारीख से कुछ वर्ल्ड कप स्टार्ट होना था, उसके बारे में डिसीजन उनको ICC needed to take decision. They had kept the date of I think so May 31st to take that decision. Then they had a pre-meeting on 26th of May, I think so, and they postponed the meeting to decide whether or not to hold this event to June 10th. And I think so, they will take a decision on June 10th, and I think mostly it will be against ICC World Cup, as the president has said that it will be a bigger risk to hold ICC event, and also with including so many teams and so many players with the condition that with the condition of COVID-19 which is going on all around the world, and Australia being almost free from COVID-19, they won't be taking any risks.
Yeah, and this is not the only factor I feel, because now you have to understand that even if Australia holds Cricket World Cup 2020, unko ye sabhi matches jo hai behind closed doors khelna padega. To iske wajah se I feel that the revenue which they will be having will be impacted, A. And B, obviously, all the teams, whoever will be traveling to Australia, will have to go through the 14-day quarantine period, right? So this will definitely be playing a factor in their decision.
Bahut kharcha bhi hoga unke liye, and all that costs fall upon the hosts to take it down. And so, yeah, Australia also refused. When they were asked by the ICC formally, they refused to hold this event if all the cost was put upon them of the 14-day quarantine, because 10-12 teams, you have to quarantine them. You can't put them in just another room or something. They're international players. So yeah, it will be more cost, and as you said, the revenue will also decrease because of this. Behind the closed doors, they will be playing, and they can't also increase any revenues because the agreements are already signed with the star and other sponsors.
Yeah, and to be fair to Australia, this was not what they had signed up for, right? Because ये उनके लिए बहुत ही unfair रहेगा. देखिए, अभी अगर Australia hold करती है World Cup, which will not be so. First part is they will be having reduced. Costs. I mean, reduced income. Like I would like to say. So, and increased costs. So, which they will have to put up from their pockets. Obviously, host करने का जो रहता है खर्चा, वो खाली वो Australian board को उठाना पड़ता है, host nation को उठाना पड़ता है, और वो ICC bear नहीं करती. B part is then they will have to make sure that each and every step, they are taking correct precautions in order to have players being safe from this getting infected. अगर इस पूरे टूर के दौरान एक भी प्लेयर अगर इन्फेक्ट हो जाता है, तो what kind of impact this will have, you think, on this World Cup because of this whole COVID-19, if one player gets infected?
Yeah, obviously, and ICC had announced a solution for that, or sorts of, they didn't go it off with officials.
The guidelines.
Yeah, no guidelines, and they had announced problem solving for these guys. Substitute for concussion, they had kept substitute for this virus also. If someone is found positive or something in the dressing room or something, they can have that. They can have a 4 to 5 players' names to substitute that player as soon as possible, even on the field. If a test match is being played, so it was, yeah, they had announced it, and even ICB, where the tour against West Indies, they will have a tour against West Indies as soon as possible. They are also looking into this matter, and they are also thinking of going with this matter because they have test matches, and if anyone is found positive or something in third or fourth day, they can replace him as soon as possible, quarantine in order to do whatever they want to do, and take a new player.
Wait, so this is interesting. So let's keep the World Cup issue aside for a moment. और बात करते हैं इस नए रूल के बारे में जो आप कह रहे हैं कि अगर जैसा कि मैं समझ रहा हूँ कि अगर कोई प्लेयर खेलते समय उसको कोई बुखार या कोई खांसी वगैरह होती है जो कि वन ऑफ द सिम्टम ऑफ दिस COVID-19 डिजीज, वो अगर कोई दिखाता है तो ही विल बी टेकन आउट ऑफ प्ले इमीडिएटली. एंड लाइक वी हैव सब्स्टिट्यूशन फॉर कोविड फॉर कॉन्कशन, ही विल बी रिप्लेस्ड विद अनदर प्लेयर इन सच केस. इजंट दिस डिजीज व्हाट यू से isn't this disease spread by mere contact of his?
They had the guidelines, right? ICC had thrown away some guidelines where there won't be any celebration after the wicket or something. They will be living in different rooms, and every time they move along, the team moves along, there will be around 3 foot distance between each and every player. So they had distributed these guidelines to not, if some player has a COVID-19 case, it shouldn't be passed on to another person.
But will the ball be sanitized after each over?
No.
So don't you think, ab hum agar baat kare, agar ek player koi agar COVID ke symptoms dikhata hai, so don't you think the match should be stopped right there and the entire team should be first taken into quarantine?
That again puts in loss to the teams. When the match is going on, especially in test matches, you pay a certain amount to the sponsors and to also the who are showing this match live to the to the satellites. You pay a certain amount, and if you then abandon that match in between, it will create a huge losses. That is exactly what happened in last year's World Cup. Because of the matches, so many matches got abandoned due to rain. Hotstar actually in turn made loss at the end of that World Cup. So you can't just, once you start that match, you can't just, because of the virus or something, you can't.
So this brings to this brings to one of my fundamental question. Should we, at the current position, what the world is going through right now, क्या हमें test matches शुरू करने चाहिए? सबसे पहला सवाल. आपको क्या लगता है?
Test matches मुझे नहीं लगता शुरू करना चाहिए. Not even the ODIs. It's a full day game. I think they should stick with T20s, start with T20 tournaments or MIA series, bilateral series between the teams or tri-series or something like that. Start with small as possible as you can, because it is just a 3-3.5 hour game, and keep as much possible as a distance or a gap between a game or two between them, and start slowly. And that won't be possible in if you held a T20 World Cup. Because there are too many games, too many teams playing. So, yeah.
So maybe you are saying like possibly something like T20 bilateral series or tri series, something like that, right?
Yeah, obviously. Between two teams play, like now on June 9th, West Indies will be coming into UK. So play a T20 series first, see if how the players react. How it goes, because everyone will be new to this once the series start, and you don't want to go directly to 5-day game or even the full whole day game. Look, players get dehydrated and hydrated and again get back to the game in just one day. That's how it all works. So if someone is coughing on the ground right in the 5th or 6th or 20th over in the ODI, or even while he's batting, he's there for 30-40 overs batting there, and you don't want that disease to be caught by everyone. If that even slightest mishap happens, I think so cricket will be delayed for more 3 to 4 months, and you don't want that.
That's absolutely well put. So हम फिर से आते हैं वर्ल्ड कप के बारे में. तो as it stands right now, मैं श्रोताओं को बताना चाहता हूँ कि फिलहाल क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड कप होने के चांसेस बहुत ग्रिम है. और जैसा कि साहिल ने बताया, ऑस्ट्रेलिया ने ऑलरेडी डिनाई कर चुके हैं. और इन एनी केस उन्होंने जो मार्च में जो लॉकडाउन उनका अनाउंस किया था, उसमें एक पॉइंट था कि 6 महीने तक वो अपने इंटरनेशनल बॉर्डर्स नहीं खोलेंगे इंटरनेशनल किसी भी पर्सन, किसी भी इंसान के लिए. तो सितंबर के एंड तक तो बॉर्डर्स खुलने के चांसेस है ही नहीं, कोई आने के चांसेस नहीं.
बट इंडिया विल बी गोइंग इन सितंबर द टी20
सीरीज एट द एंड ऑफ सितंबर. आई
थिंक सो.
व्हेन इज द सीरीज शेड्यूल?
आई थिंक सो एट द एंड ऑफ द सितंबर.
ओके, सो इन एनी केस, बट लाइक वी सी, you know, if we are looking at it that way, then maybe one of the team can be called based on special permission. Lekin ye pura World Cup hold karna, I think Australia made the right decision in this position, even though it is not that lucrative as well. This was, I feel, is the right decision, which brings me to my next point of the show, which is, kya aapko lagta hai ki is window mein jo ki abhi free hone wali hai, September, October, November ke विंडो में आईपीएल खेली जाएगी?
आईपीएल, आई थिंक सो. चांसेस तो लग रहे हैं कि आईपीएल जरा करके खेली जाएगी उस टाइम में, बिकॉज सी इट विल बी हेल्ड बाय बीसीसीआई टू बिगिन विद. बीसीसीआई कंपेयर टू सीए हैज लॉट ऑफ मनी, टू बी ऑनेस्ट, डायरेक्टली टू द पुट, दे हैव लॉट ऑफ मनी, दे कैन अफोर्ड अ लॉस, दे कैन अफोर्ड सम मिसहैप, व्हिच आई डोंट थिंक सीए कैन अफोर्ड इट. And holding an IPL, there is no loss situation for them, because if they are not holding an even behind closed doors, if they hold an IPL, estimated profits for them are around 400 crores. So if they will be making loss of 400 crores if they deny to keeping an IPL, and also other boards will be.
So you are saying that agar wo behind the closed doors bhi khele to unko 400 crore profit hoga?
Yeah, obviously, because satellite rights, you know how much, around 5000 crores which Hotstar had paid just for the IPL of 5 years contract. So yeah, lots of money is there in that IPL, and not only for the BCCI, also for the other players who will be playing in IPL, which as you know, some percentage of their fees goes to the board of their respective boards. So boards will be earning in turn, and it will be a great
motivation, right?
Motivation, and it will be a great example to how to keep this kinds of tournament in the future, like World Cup. ICC World Cup can learn from that.
Let's move to other sport, right? यहाँ पे साहिल ने बहुत ही इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट मेंशन किया कि ये आईपीएल जो है वो एक एग्जांपल बन सकता है आने वाली सभी स्पोर्टिंग इवेंट्स के लिए. अभी हम लोग फुटबॉल की बात करते हैं, तो फुटबॉल में एक बहुत सा इंटरेस्टिंग सा एक फेज जा रहा है, जिसमें जर्मनी के जो लीग है जिसका नाम है बुंदेसलीगा, उन्होंने पहले अपनी फुटबॉल शुरुआत की. तो जर्मनी के हम जैसे कि हम सब जानते हैं, वहां पे जो केसेस है वो काफी हद तक कम हो चुके हैं और उन्होंने काफी हद तक कंट्रोल कर चुके हैं. और उन्होंने ये शुरुआत की बुंदेसलीगा के फुटबॉल मैचेस बिहाइंड द क्लोज डोर्स. They started following all the protocols and guidelines laid by the German government as per the WHO standards. And now, as we are into the third week of Bundesliga, we, touchwood, have not seen any single case as of today. अभी इसको मॉडल बना के ला लीगा, जो स्पेनिश लीग है, और इंग्लिश प्रीमियर लीग है, उन्होंने भी कुछ पॉजिटिव स्टेप्स लिए हैं, बिकॉज नाउ दे हैव सम कॉन्फिडेंट एट लीस्ट कि समवन हैज डन दैट, एंड इफ वी रेप्लिकेट दैट, वी कैन अचीव, if not that level, but at least some maximum, like 90-80% of level of success copying that model. Similarly, ab hum aate hain cricket ki taraf, jahan pe IPL is obviously, as we all know, is world's leading T20 extravaganza. Aur ye jo tournament hai, this tournament happens at a much 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 grander level. So agar there are multiple layers to it. So first layer and the most basic layer is, India should be in a fundamental way in a better position with respect to its number of cases, right? So ye ho nahi sakta ki India ki halat दिन ब दिन केसेस बढ़ते जा रहे हैं और आईपीएल इंडिया में होगा, ये तो नहीं हो सकता राइट साहिब?
केसेस तो बढ़ते जा रहे हैं, अब डिसीजन दे कांट टेक अ डिसीजन विद विल टुमारो एंड से दैट आफ्टर टुमारो देयर विल बी एन आईपीएल. They have to take a decision at least 3 or 4 months before and give the boards to prepare for it.
So we are right now in June, right? So July, August, September. So they have 3 months to do this.
They have 3 months to prepare for this, and they don't have much time to take a decision on it. And if we take the position of India, which we are right now in, it's not good for the COVID-19 patients. We are getting around 8,000 to 9,000 cases on daily basis. And if we had held this in March, if they had taken this decision in March, they were around 1,000 or 2,000 cases. So it's, we can't.
So right now, you are saying, अभी तो BCCI एक बहुत tough position में. So they can't.
Whatever they will do, it will be a controversial decision for sure. So and the thing is that, see, we will have to understand, you compare between football and cricket. Football is just a 90 minutes game. And the thing is that, There is just one break between the game, half time, and there are also substitutes for the game. So there are not many times where you can look at the player or should come out.
So I was about to come to that point. So one thing which you mentioned and which you touched upon, which I was about to come to, is how about we ICC, you know, ek rule introduce karegi. Compulsory substitutes for, you know, remember you one there was a time when we used to have the 12th player as such, you know, something of that sort could be done to in order to reduce the I don't know, will this help?
That's the problem I was speaking about, that will add to the problem more, because in cricket there are lots of gaps, there's a lot of time. In ODI at least around 7 to 8 hours the game is played. In Test match, around 9 hours the game is played. Around 5 to 6 breaks are there in between. Even in ODI, 2 to 3 breaks are there in between. So what happens is, if any sort of situation where when the players are coming with a thermal gun or something, their temperature is checked, or anyone is seen coughing, because 7 to 8 hours, anyone.
Let's talk about T20 for this conversation.
T20 is a whole new ball game, as I spoke before. T20 is still, it is a 3.5 hour, 4 hour game. There is a lot of more possibility for a player you can see of coughing or something. Right now cricket doesn't have a problem of finding COVID-19 patients positive. We have a problem of symptoms, finding positive COVID-19 symptoms for them. If anything small, as small as a cough, someone is coughing or scratching or sweating much is found, he will be taken from the game. And that will, if he is a big player, if he is an integral part of that team, it will completely change the complex of the game. That doesn't happen in football, to be honest. And as I said, it is just a 90 minutes game. They come, they play for 45 minutes. If even something is found in 45 minutes, he can be substituted. That in cricket, if that is done in 20-30 minutes, just because there were some symptoms, it will completely change the game and will be unfair for the other team, for the team which he is playing for.
But unfortunately, these are the times that we are living in right now. And ye to abhi, you know, to be honest, ideally we would like to see this go away within a couple of months. But jab tak iska vaccine nahi aata, tab tak we can't do much about it, and will have to live with it.
Yeah, I'm not saying about that. I'm just saying that he might not even have COVID-19. He might not even have anything.
This I think had happened with the Australia and New Zealand match, wherein one of players,
Lukey Ferguson
was said to be, you know, put under quarantine for 24
but
hours.
But he didn't miss a match.
Yes, so let's assume he had missed a match. Then that would have definitely impacted the playing 11. I get your point. I totally get your point. But what I'm saying is, at least we can have a, like, you know, replacement which ICC has now provisioned.
I just don't want it, symptoms or that removal of the players and all that dilemma going and making this game a boring game.
Yes, that's why my suggestion comes into picture. My suggestion was that that is a replacement which you're talking about. What I'm speaking is the 12 member team going into the match. You're understanding, right? So there are 12 people playing. So on field, there will obviously be 11 players. You take an extra batsman or an extra bowler, depending upon, and he will be playing in only one innings. One of the players, a couple of players will be playing only one inning. So 11th player, let's say, if he's taken only for batting purpose, let's say let's talk about Kings XI Punjab. If they take King Chris Gayle as the 11th player. And let's say they take, who else is there for them? Any bowler. Mohammad Shami, let's say. If they take Mohammad Shami as a 12th player, then Mohammad Shami will only be playing in the bowling condition while they are bowling. And Chris Gayle will not be coming into field. And they will be he will be playing only while batting. Now, what this will do is, if let's say one of their player, any one of their player, like any batsman or any bowler, is taken off the field and he is an integral part to this 12-member team, they will still have that initial balance of 11, all the 11 players on the field. That balance will not be shaken so easily. Obviously, the worst comes to worst case is when two players are called off. That is the worst scenario. But in general scenario, like you spoke, one player is called off in the middle of the game because of this situation, then we still have that balance, which will be difficult to shake. What do you think about it?
Yeah, see, I mean, you can put as many rules, as many situations, as many of these things, solutions as you want. But the main and important question remains: if you want to keep an IPL holder, held an IPL, where you will keep it, in which grounds? Because all the major grounds which IPL was played on, like in Rajasthan, Mumbai, Delhi, even Punjab, Chennai is completely outbusted, Hyderabad, all these places have the highest number of cases held in India, especially Mumbai and such places. So what you will do, where you will keep these games?
Let's say we figure out about the stadiums. Let's say we keep in somewhere. Let's say in Madhya Pradesh, we find out some ground and we keep the matches. What do you think about the solutions that we have currently? If I say that we have now three grounds available, right? Let's say BCCI somehow manages to arrange three ground, और ये तीनों ग्राउंडों में सभी teams वहाँ पे वहीं के वहीं खेल रही हैं, ठीक है? तो आपको क्या लगता है इस सेट ऑफ रूल्स से, ए इज व्हाटएवर आईसीसी हैज प्रपोज्ड, बी इज व्हाटएवर आई हैव प्रपोज्ड, विद दिस सेट ऑफ रूल्स विल इट हेल्प इन मेकिंग आईपीएल पॉसिबल?
डेफिनेटली इट विल हेल्प. हमारे से ज्यादा क्वालिफाइड लोग उधर बैठते हैं और दे विल हैव मेनी मेनी मोर सॉल्यूशंस. इफ दे गो अहेड विद द आईपीएल, दे विल हैव मेनी मोर सॉल्यूशंस, दे विल कम विद मेनी मोर पॉसिबल things that they can do to hold on to the IPL, which is right now lifeline for the game of cricket. And also the fans will have to bear with it. They will also have to make many adjustments, like before even one decision is given wrong or even one situation happens, there was a lot of controversies and a lot of shaming to the umpires, and that was done. So even if tomorrow umpire goes on and says that this player is coughing and then he needs to be removed, if he is an integral part of that team and he is removed, fans should understand the situation, how it is going on, and then just don't bash or slam those umpires and all, which has happened as you saw in ICC World Cup last time. So yeah, fans will also will have to bear a brunt of COVID-19 while watching this game, just by watching this game.
That is absolutely correct, and I hope this happens. IPL does happen, because this will definitely help boosting the morale of a country, especially like a cricketing nation like India. And in such difficult times, बहुत सारे लोगों को एक कोई तो you know a motivation मिल जाएगा. Hopefully this happens in the near future. और क्या कुछ चल रहा है, मतलब और कोई सीरीज वगैरह है इन द पाइपलाइन फॉर एनी अदर नेशन? लाइक यू ब्लश्ड अपॉन आई गेस इन ऑन वेस्ट इंडीज इंग्लैंड, सो व्हाट अबाउट इट?
या ऑस्ट्रेलिया आल्सो रिसेंटली 3-4 डेज अगो ऑस्ट्रेलिया अनाउंस्ड देयर समर व्हिच इज मोस्टली जैम पैक्ड बाय बॉर्डर गावस्कर ट्रॉफी. इंस्टेड ऑफ 5 टेस्ट मैचेस दे विल बी होल्डिंग 4 टेस्ट मैचेस आई थिंक सो, एंड एक्स्ट्रा T20 व्हिच विल बी प्लेड इंस्टेड ऑफ दैट 5th टेस्ट. I think so. 2 ping tests will be played this time.
और इसमें duration मतलब window select की है क्या?
हाँ, September के end में T20 series खेलेंगे और October में they have kept it. October November they have kept a window for World Cup if they decide to go with the World Cup, and then in December and in January they will be playing test matches, and also between that October, I think so end of the October they will be playing, sorry, end of the November they will be playing against Afghanistan, a test match. Ooh. Against Afghanistan, Australia.
Okay,
I'm talking about all the Australia whole summer. And in January, February and March, they haven't decided any dates, but they will be held. They will be hosting West Indies, New Zealand and South Africa. All these three teams.
So it looks like a busy summer for Australia.
Yeah, mostly. Australia and as well as I think so New Zealand will be holding many teams, hosting many teams at that time. Because these are the only two countries, I think so, are not suffering much from this COVID-19. And they are making full, they will try and make full use of it.
Yes, and also New Zealand and Australia are two countries with, like you said, lowest cases, and they are lucky enough to have not had community level spread of this disease. So
and also not they haven't lost their season. This is I think so their rainy
yes,
season.
Yes, yes.
It will be summer in September, October.
So the worst affected nation by this should be England. Come on,
right? Yeah, the 100 went out of the window with this.
So ठीक है, बात करते हैं 100 के बारे में. So currently the 100, जो सबसे पहले मैं श्वेताओं को बता देता हूँ कि 100 क्या थी. The 100 एक ऐसा टूर्नामेंट था जो नया फॉर्मेट इंग्लैंड क्रिकेट बोर्ड ECB ने इन्वेंट किया था. एज पर देम इट हैड सम इंटरेस्टिंग रूल्स लाइक यू नो 10 ओवर 10 बॉल का ओवर एंड 100 बॉल्स की एक इनिंग्स और बहुत सारी चीजें थे. सिटी बेस्ड टीम्स थी इसमें एंड इट वॉज ऑल ओन्ड बाय इंग्लिश क्रिकेट बोर्ड, राइट. अब क्या है हालत इसकी?
एंड जस्ट टू ऐड जस्ट मसाला डालने के लिए इसमें मैं ये बोलना चाहूंगा कि दे हैड इन्वेस्टेड एवरीथिंग दैट दे हैड इन दिस द 100 टूर्नामेंट. दे हैड इन्वेस्टेड लॉट इन इट. एंड
सो आप कह रहे हैं कि इसमें अपना पूरा पैसा डाल दिया.
उनको पता भी था कि अगर इसमें अगर डूब जाते हैं तो इफ इट गोज एनी साइडवेज एनीथिंग लेस देन
आइडियल
नो एनीथिंग लेस देन सक्सेसफुल. If this tournament is anything less than a successful happens, they will go in a huge loss. They knew this. Tell you the gravity of the losses they had after this pandemic, just to get the gravity, I'm saying this. They had put everything, they had put every ideas, they had put their careers, their chairman had put career on the line for the happening of this 300 tournament. They were very, very positive about it. And then what happens? the thing which has not happened in entire century happens in 100 years, happens to the 100.
This is very unfortunate for them and very ironic for them as well. Or so abhi filhal kya hai, matlab what are the plan for them?
Again, they have not decided when they will be holding this tournament. They have postponed this decision of when they will be holding this tournament to March, I think so, March of next year. So until that, they won't be having anything, and they will incur losses because, as you told, everything was owned by ECB. Everything was expenses were all done by ECB and not by the sponsors.
Okay, so हम लोग और एक episode निकालेंगे the 100 के बारे में, पूरा उसके बारे में जो कुछ हुआ शुरुआत से 2015 से ये सब चला आ रहा है और कैसे how it all unfolded until today. This is what we have for you in today's episode. आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद साहिल आज के एपिसोड में आने के लिए और बहुत सारी इन्फॉर्मेशन बांटने के लिए.
शुक्रिया.
और श्वेताओं आपका भी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आज के एपिसोड को सुनने के लिए. क्रिकेट में आई होप क्रिकेट गेट बैक्स वेरी सून और आई होप वी ऑल become this acquainted to, if not really fast, then acquainted to this new reality. Please stay safe and please play safe.